The U.S. and Mexico have been working together to address the migrant crisis, but the Trump administration appears to have caught the Mexican government by surprise. Washington has now changed the rules for people who want to apply for asylum in the U.S.
This changes everything for asylum seekers who are arriving at the southern border as of today.
Kenji Kizuka researches refugee protection for the Human Rights First Group in New York.
So what this will mean is that someone who seeks asylum at a port of entry or after crossing the border won't be eligible for asylum anymore. Asylum seekers under this third country transit rule will be able to apply for some lesser forms of protection, but they would no longer be able to receive asylum.
Explain the difference between the third country transit rule and this agreement that we currently have with Canada.
So the third country transit rule that the administration announced yesterday and that went into effect today, that differs from a third safe country agreement in that this transit rule is just a ban on asylum. It doesn't send people back to another country like Canada or Mexico or Guatemala where they would be forced to seek asylum there. The transit rule at the moment just denies people the opportunity to seek asylum, but it doesn't return them to another country.
What, in your view, is the problem with expanding the safe third country idea to Mexico and Guatemala, Kenji?
We're concerned about the possibility that the U.S. would attempt to sign an agreement with Mexico and Guatemala, this so-called safe third country agreement, because we don't believe that either country meets the criteria that Congress laid out for those agreements. And what Congress said is that a safe third country has to be one where refugees would not face persecution and where those countries have functioning asylum systems that fairly and fully adjudicate asylum applications. And at the moment, neither Mexico nor Guatemala meet those criteria.
So Guatemala's Congress shut down President Jimmy Morales' attempt to sign onto this agreement. A similar situation in Mexico. The Minister of Foreign Relations there says it would never happen. I'd like to know why not. So let's start with Guatemala.
So in Guatemala, my understanding is that some groups intervened before the president of Guatemala could sign the agreement, arguing that this agreement had to be authorized by the Congress in Guatemala and that it couldn't just be signed by the president. And the Constitutional Court agreed with them that the president of Guatemala didn't have authority to do this on his own. So that's what's really paused any safe third country agreement between the U.S. and Guatemala for the moment, because the Guatemalan Congress seems to be fairly opposed to that possibility.
What about Mexico? Yeah.
Yeah, in Mexico, the situation is probably a little more complicated. Mexico has already basically agreed to a return program through the migrant protection protocols, although they haven't agreed to a safe third country agreement more formally, one that would be on paper, basically. So in essence, asylum seekers are already being returned to Mexico, although they are waiting for a decision on their case in the U.S. And in a safe third country circumstance, they wouldn't have a pending claim in the U.S. But for the migrants who are returned to Mexico, you know, it already feels for them as if they've been returned under a safe third country agreement.
Kenji, what is most concerning to you about all this?
This, to us, is just another attempt by the Trump administration to obliterate the asylum system, to send a message to people who are in danger not to come to the United States, and to punish refugees who have made it here looking for safety.
What do you think needs to happen now?
We're looking forward to court challenges to pause this policy, and we hope that it won't be in effect for long.
Kenji Kizuka researches refugee protection for the nonprofit Human Rights First in New York. Kenji, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.